Melissa Block, let's say you want to learn to play guitar, but you don't have the time or money for lessons. Don't despair, there's always YouTube.
We'll start off with the intro part. It's quite distinct.
In fact, quite a few people are teaching guitar on YouTube, and in the last few months, two of them have posted about 200 videos demonstrating everything from basic strumming techniques to this riff from Sweet Home Alabama. One of the teachers sees the videos as part of a budding online music business. The other sees them as a public service. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
I stopped playing guitar more than a decade ago. I'd never been much good, and I seemed to be stuck playing the same three-chord songs. I picked it up again last year. Then one night, I typed the words guitar lessons into YouTube. A man appeared in a flannel shirt with a backwards baseball cap.
What's up, good people? How you doing today? David Taub coming to you from sunny San Diego, California.
Then I found another guy sitting cross-legged on the floor of his apartment, cradling a guitar.
Hey, how you doing? Justin here again for Easy Songs 2. Next on our list is Heart of Gold by Neil Young. So he's got this little...
These are my new teachers. The first is David Taub. He's from New Jersey and used to play in bars on the East Coast. The other is Justin Sanderko. He lives in London, where he teaches guitar and plays with a famous pop singer. Separately, they began posting free instructional videos toward the end of last year. So far, people around the world have watched those videos a total of more than 3.5 million times. In Tom's videos, which run up to 21 minutes, he patiently explains chord progressions, like this one from the 1990s hit, How's It Gonna Be by Third Eye Blind.
So your verse is gonna be this, D to A to G. Dag! D-A-G!
The teachers play slowly and use close-ups, showing each finger movement. If you don't get it at first, you can hit replay. It's like having a teacher with endless patience. The lessons are informal and feel homemade. Sanderko sometimes appears with his hair matted at different angles. Taub's lessons are mostly unedited and include moments like his golden retriever eating his guitar pick.
Dude, she's got your pick again.
Give me that! Give me that pick! Give me that pick! Give me. I want that.
I've lost three picks already, dude.
That other voice you just heard is Tim Gilberg. He's a student of Taub's who also serves as his cameraman and business partner. Gilberg has a background in internet marketing. He came up with the idea to post the videos as an experiment.
We filmed about 10 minutes in his backyard. I put it up on Google and I just forgot about it. Basically, about 2 months later, I said, let me take a look and see how many visitors we had. And there was about 6,800 visitors. And I was like, wow.
Then they posted the videos to YouTube. Taub uses them to market his paid teaching website called nextlevelguitar.com. Gilberg says the site has hundreds of members so far. On the free videos, Taub teaches the basic chords, but he holds off explaining some of the riffs so he can drive people to his site. That's what he's trying to do here with Sheryl Crow's If It Makes You Happy.
You know? But if you want to learn that, you're going to have to go to our full site for the lead lines, okay?
Justin Sanderko also has a teaching website, justinguitar.com. He has a few ads and takes donations through PayPal to cover web hosting fees, but he doesn't charge visitors.
I will keep the site completely free because I like the idea of being able to deliver quality guitar lessons to people who can't afford guitar lessons or that are in places where there's not that kind of access to somebody who can teach them the right stuff. I know when I grew up in Tasmania, there wasn't a whole heap of access to really great musicians to teach. This way, a kid growing up in Sri Lanka or India or Mexico can actually get a good quality guitar lesson for free on the internet.
Sanderko now has fans in places like Saudi Arabia and India. They email him with questions and request specific lessons. One fan is Linda Dumitru, who lives in the Netherlands. She used to pay $26 for a half-hour lesson, but stopped because she couldn't afford it. Then she typed Johnny B. Goode into YouTube and found one of Sanderko's videos. Now she plays along to his videos in her apartment after dinner. Dimitri says Sanderko's laid-back approach makes her want to learn.
Every time he comes, he says, "Hi, I'm Justin." And then he says, "Don't worry if you have troubles with the chord because everybody has problems with it." So it's like he understands you. He knows what you're going through. That makes it fun. It's like he's there for you.
When Sandroco isn't teaching, he plays with Katie Melua, a star in Europe, so he's used to some attention. But his work on the internet is raising his profile in ways he never expected.
I got recognized on a bus the other day. Literally gone into town, do a bit of shopping and stuff, and I was on the way back, and this kid goes, "Are you Justin, the guy who teaches from YouTube?"
If learning pop songs for free online sounds too good to be true, it may be. John Palfrey runs the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. He says most of the songs Sandroco and Taub teach are under copyright, and he thinks it's only a matter of time before some company orders YouTube to take them down.
There's a very strong argument that the reuse of well-known chords in the sequence that the instructor played them would be a violation of the copyright of the original composer.
Sandroco doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
In fact, I hardly ever play the song all of the way through. I'm just showing little sections of the song.
But Palfrey says all it takes is a few notes. Although Sandroco sees his internet teaching as a public service, he has benefited from it. Since he put his website up last year, he's developed a long waiting list for the lessons he teaches in person. And of course, that's still the best way to learn. When I tried my hand at Sandroco's video of Silent Night, I struggled with the final notes. So since I had him on the line, I played a little and asked for help.
That sounds
not
good,
quite
right.
Now you do it. Show me what I'm doing wrong. Ooh, see, that is much better. That is a lot better.
So remember with the harmonic that you don't have to, there's no hurry to let the fingers, to get the finger off the strings.
Okay.
I've left my finger on the strings.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even take it off. So try it again. That sounds a lot better.
Okay, I still have to work on that. If someone tells Sandroco to take down his song lessons, he says he will. But his most valuable videos are the ones that teach guitar basics, like strumming, scales, and finger picking. No one holds the copyright to those things, and nobody can make him take them down. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
If you want to visit the guitar websites mentioned in this story, go to npr.org.